So they're really ramping up this UFOs have come. It's time for us all to freak out, pay attention to the sky. This is like one of those sad stories of don't look up. Do you look up? Do you not look up? Do you follow propaganda? Do you not follow propaganda? Are you screwed if you do? Are you screwed if you don't? Well, personally, my thought process, well, go look what's going on, but don't obsess over it. Because God forbid, you know, there actually is something coming and you don't know about it.
Bombshell claims from a military whistleblower, UFO wreckage recovered by the U.S., kept classified by a secret government program for decades. Tonight, a world television exclusive you will only see on News Nation. Welcome to Elizabeth Vargas Reports, earning your trust every night.
You are one of the most trusted former intelligence officials in the U.S. defense and intelligence establishment.
Yes, I was.
You were trusted with the most intimate secrets.
Yes.
Grush sitting down with award-winning investigative journalist Ross Coulthart, who's reporting for News Nation and has spent years reporting on the UFO question.
What conclusion?
That was actually quite interesting. So he's standing, and he's in a standing position. He's got his elbows and shoulders up high, and he's holding his hands up high around his upper chest area. So he's holding his stress in that area, which is odd. It also doesn't speak to truth, because he's putting his stress towards the photograph in front of him and the individual in front of him. Now, the thing with whistleblowers that seems to be universal, they're whistleblowers because the people that they're supposed to trust aren't trustworthy. And especially if it's government, because the government tends to make people disappear, which by default, whistleblowers tend to be very aware of their surroundings. They have body language that says, I'm looking around for the danger around every corner. Who's coming through a door? I know where the exits are because I am afraid. Their fear is based on that realm. So for his stress to only be with the interviewer and a photograph at this moment and not sitting in front of the camera, although albeit we haven't seen much, I call it suspicious.
Did you come to at the end of your time on the UAP task force?
The UAP task force was refused access to a broad crash retrieval program.
When you say crash...
Okay, so no movement in that forehead, no believe me look, no nothing, but a tight-lipped. And we have portrayal with the whole swinging thing with the head. Tight-lipped portrayal. I've seen that before.
Crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, you know, call it spacecraft if you will. Non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
And so there we go. We get to see that whole thing. No stress. He's talking with his hands at his pee-pee area, which actually speaks towards the personality. He likes gratification. So we have an individual. Well, he looks like he's had little to no stress in his life. And it could be the lighting making it that way, but I doubt it. Or he's a psychopath, or both. And he motions towards his pee-pee area a lot for the gratification part of a personality. And we're tight-lipped. We don't ever see these kind of people. Generally, you know, when they give off that body language, people tend to not want them around because they're creepy, especially when they interact with females.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
You're kidding.
No. I thought it was totally nuts, and I...
And here we finally see some stress in the forehead. Quite a number. I thought it was totally nuts. So the believe me look comes in. And just an FYI, this is all secondhand information. He's not a whistleblower of firsthand information. And at this point, we don't really need to go over anything else. Because as soon as you realize the individual that is supposed to be your witness is not a firsthand witness, they're no longer a witness. It's hearsay. And therefore, everything they say has no validity. But I did want to go over the personality that we were seeing coming through, considering it just seems like, oh, I think we've pissed off the natives. Let's send in the UFOs. Because we've all seen the whistleblowers for the Biden administration. And they certainly don't behave this way, do they? We've seen the whistleblowers for the Clinton Foundation. They don't behave this way. Not a one of them that's excited to be there. And this guy is so happy. So cue the aliens.
If you like it, please share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.